Today's episode is supported by Morgan Stanley, who helped First Solar raise capital to expand into new markets. Now regions from Chile to rural India have access to clean, renewable energy. Capital creates light in new places. More at morganstanley.com/firstsolar. Morgan Stanley & Co. LLC member SIPC.
The outlook for stocks and the economy in 2017 under a Trump presidency. We'll talk with Art Hogan.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. What can we expect out of the stock market and the U.S. economy in 2017? Many market strategists have expressed optimism that Donald Trump will be a pro-business president and get the economy growing at a faster pace. But after a post-election rally, the stock performance has been relatively muted, suggesting the market may have gotten ahead of itself a bit. Joining us is Art Hogan, chief market strategist at Wunderlich Securities. Art, what is up with the markets at this point? Are they in a holding pattern until Donald Trump's inauguration?
We had a significant run-up of this market post-November election, and especially in some real pro-growth, pro-Trump-type sectors like financials. So coming out of the gates post the election, we saw financials jump about 14% for some pretty obvious reasons. That fits right into that less regulation, repatriation of capital, higher interest rate environment. So I think that the market certainly did get a bit of a jump start on what may well be a long Trump rally. But I think that, like anything else in the market, you go too far too fast and you do have to hit the pause button for at least a bit. And I think right now the market is just waiting in anticipation of fourth quarter earnings versus, waiting for the inauguration.
The Dow Industrials last Friday came tantalizingly close, a fraction of a point within 20,000 without hitting it. And we note that on Tuesday, it's resuming its climb toward 20,000. It was within 50 points last I checked. But does all this suggest that 20K is really no big deal?
Well, it's a big deal because we're talking about it. It's a big deal because it'll show you that the market's up about 14% on the Dow Jones Industrial Average since the election. It'll show you that investors are enthusiastic about stocks and actually selling bonds. It's a bit of a milepost. Understand, Charlie, you and I talk about this every day. There's a lot of people in America that only talk about this when we get to round numbers, whether it's 10,000 or 20,000, and that's what we're creeping up on. So I think it's important, but it's important to be seen as a step in the process. We'll get over 20,000. If we don't, then we're never going higher again, and my guess is we're probably going higher than 20,000 sometime this year.
Yeah, you mentioned a step in the process. Do you think once we hit 20,000, whenever that is, the markets could be set for a fresh rally?
Well, I think the markets are in the middle of a fresh rally, and that's the good news. I think we've got animal spirits. I think we've got some consumer confidence. I think we have investor confidence. I think we have the promise for some pro-growth, pro-business policies. All of that takes time, though. Understanding that it's still Washington, and Washington takes time. We have to get some cabinet members approved, and that process is going on this week. We have to get a president inaugurated. That's going on next week, and then we have to start putting forward, what the first 100 days look like. But I think if you and I talk about this sometime in the summertime, we'll be like, I can't believe we were talking about 20,000 because here we are at 21,000.
Right. And you sort of took the words out of my mouth, but that's okay. Are those factors that you're watching at this point, the Senate hearings for Trump's cabinet picks, maybe Donald Trump's press conference?
Those are real important on both fronts. But I think that we'll watch the confirmation hearings for sure. We're certainly going to watch his press conference because it'll be the first time we get to hear him speak in anything more than 140 characters since the election. And I certainly think that, probably the most important thing we're going to watch is the earnings season. That really kicks off on Friday with some of the big banks and then gets into high gear next week. And all of those things are important as we start to gauge, where stock prices and the economy should be heading.
I'm speaking with Art Hogan of Wunderlich Securities, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
Today's episode is supported by Morgan Stanley, who helped First Solar raise capital to expand into new markets. Now regions from the Atacama Desert in Chile to rural India have access to clean, renewable energy. First Solar is enabling a world powered by reliable and affordable solar electricity. Global business, it's something to see. Capital creates light in new places. More at morganstanley.com/firstsolar. Morgan Stanley & Co. LLC, member SIPC.
Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm speaking with Art Hogan of Wunderlich Securities. Are investors as confident, Art, as they were a month ago about Trump's ability to lift the economy? Or have they maybe become more nervous over, say, Trump's tweets about the car makers or his positions on trade?
That's a great question because you have to balance a couple of things. So, on the positive side, you look at this and say, okay, we're going to have some corporate tax reform, something that we've been talking about for years. We're going to have some repatriation of capital. We're probably going to have less regulation, not more. All those are real positives and can really drive economic growth. While that's happening, we also hear about things like protectionism, like border adjustments, like border taxes, and have to think about a stronger dollar and a rising interest rate environment. So you really have to juxtapose the good policy versus the not-so-economic policy and see what gets through and what doesn't. I think that's important to watch here. So I think that it will be a balancing act, but I think that there's more good news than bad news as far as investors are concerned. I think we're taking a bit of a pause over the last couple of weeks because we need to recalibrate how far we've moved, how quickly, and think about the fourth quarter earnings season and see if that can continue to drive us higher.
Okay, it's January 10th. We're 10 days from the inauguration. What sectors do you like? Financials? Tech has been pretty strong as of late.
Yeah, tech is just finally catching a bit. If you looked at all the sectors that had a move since the election, tech and healthcare actually were the laggards, and over the last couple of days, they've come on strong. I think that's pretty healthy. I think the easiest call is probably to say financials. It's becoming a consensus call, but I still think there's a lot of runway ahead for the financials when you think about the triple threat of higher interest rates, less regulation, and capital being repatriated in this country. I think the financials have a lot of runway. I think technology certainly has some leg room here. I think consumer discretionary, probably the worst performing group in the S&P 500 in 2016. There's probably going to be some winners there. I think that we'll find out during the fourth quarter earnings reporting season, where the consumer and the shopper went over the holiday season, and that's probably the worst performing group if you're looking for one of those. I think what's probably going to continue to unwind is those dividend darlings, the bond surrogates, the utilities, the staples, the telecoms. I think that that's a trade that's been built up over 3 years and probably takes more than 6 weeks to unwind.
Well, you've mentioned fourth quarter earnings several times. Are you optimistic about them?
Yeah, I really am. First and foremost, the earnings recession that we're going through ended in the third quarter. The S&P 500 had a positive 3.2% year-over-year earnings growth. The fourth quarter could be twice that. And I think part of the reason I'm excited about that is we haven't seen a lot of pre-announcements. Typically, this is the time of the quarter when companies come out and let us know that their earnings are going to be disappointing. That's been very quiet. I think we've got a conservative estimate for the fourth quarter that's going to be beat handedly, and I think the guidance probably is a little bit more upbeat coming out of those conference calls than perhaps we'd saw in the third quarter or the second quarter. So I think the fourth quarter earnings reporting season may well be a driver here.
Art Hogan, Chief Market Strategist at Wunderlich Securities, thank you very much for being on the podcast.
Thank you, Charlie.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
Make us part of your daily commute. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.